very much. I've heard this building is very important, very formal, particularly for students here, so I'm grateful to have a chance to stand on this stage. In Manchester also, we have the similar like building and the parts you could imagine during the industrial revolution. There was a successful businessman built such like massive building, and they collect the historical manuscript and the Bible and everything put in that building, then contributed to the university. I would not go in the detail of the library, but this on the left-hand side, so right-hand side is the library building. Some of you might feel this town of Manchester seems a bit interesting or different. Actually, 2 weeks ago, the people from Amsterdam visited this scene. They were considering the sense of the way of designing buildings, very different from this town, Amsterdam, very well organized. Whether it's beautiful scene or not, when you want to enter the building, you have to find the entrance here, or you need to take taxi, you have to find the taxi here. And so on. We can easily detect the object in the dwelling scene. The point I'd like to discuss in this talk is what factor determine the target detection performance. Of course, performance depends on the various factors. For example, spatial or chromatic property in the scene, or more general, for example, sky is on the top, or trees are growing on the ground, and so on. Global organization of the scene. In this talk, I'm concentrate on the chromatic property and global scene organization. In earlier study, we have tested the effect of the role of color in the target detection. We found local color property in the natural scene are very influential. That is, color property accounts for over 6% of the variance of observe target detection performance. So color is very important. Another topic, global scene organization. What I meant by the global organization of scene is the every component in the scene are related to each other, which gives us some meaning of the scene, and therefore you could understand what the scene represents. In an earlier study conducted by Biederman et al., disruption of global structure affects detection performance in terms of accuracy or response time. So what would be a relationship between rule of color and this scene organization? So purpose of this talk is are the effect of local color property secondary to the global scene organization on the target detection performance in the natural scene. So to test this, we do the target detection task, but bearing the global scene organization. Then, detection performance are reduced to the local color properties. So how then manipulate the global scene organization? So we conducted the spatial rearrangement so that this image cut into quarter, then randomly rearrange, and then reassembled. Such like cutting quarter, then like this. So one condition is none of the one quarter is on the original position. So this is the rearranged image. So this was the original picture. Just confirm this is the rearranged image. We use the high resolution graphics display, which were calibrated carefully regularly. Still, you are 20 of the natural scene from the hyperspectral database, which allow us to do the precise manipulation. Then rendered under the correlated color temperature 6500, 6,500. Here are examples of natural scene, 12 out of 20. This is the original pictures. If we rearrange something like this one. Test target in the target detection task, a shaded sphere something relatively smaller, 0.25 degree. importantly, to reduce luminance confound, spectral neutral, in this case, the Mansell's N7, and the luminance level are matched on the local average. The reason to use the spatial small target, this case here, is the we encourage observer to look around the over the images, not concentrate on center or the only edge and so on. This target appeared one of the 130 location like this. Observer task was, of course, the in each trial, images are present for 1 second per trial. Observer had to indicate the whether they saw target or not. Total 260 trials per scene because 130 with target and 130 without targets. And the observers are allowed to move their eyes freely. And each scene and the condition rearranged or original were conducted by in the separate blocks so that observer not too confused. So here are some demonstrations for the total 6 observers with the it's not working. Yes, and total 6 observers, 1 female and 5. And they have the normal visual acuity and the color vision test. So here are some demonstrations which by you could some experience some trials. So each trial, there are 1 second, your task is to define the targets. So 1 second. And you're supposed to answer this question. So for example, this one, target is here, very small, so you have to look around here, over the image. Again, same picture like this, target is here. And next try is the rearranged one, like this one, like this, and so on. It looks sometimes very obvious, sometimes very difficult. And of course, depend on the scene, this is different scene of the farmhouse. Target is here on the roof. And another one, target is here. And rearranged. Target is here on the top, on the roof. And this one, maybe easier. Yes, on the wall. Maybe another one, maybe difficult. Yes, it's very difficult, this. And another one, top, and rearranged. Here, and so on. So in the analysis, the target detection performance were quantified by the deep line from the signal detection theory, which were computed by the hit rate and minus force alarm rates at each of the 130 location. Then we perform the smoothing for the over the images so that you obtain the spatial distribution of the deep line. So here are some results for this framework images. Distribution deep line is like this one. This is the pooled observer response. The white region is higher deep line, which means higher detectability, and dark region is very difficult lower. So around this area has a higher deep line, high detect, good performance. So question here is the, what happened with the rearranged picture? Result was like this one. So now, this flower come here, and this region come here, and so on. So almost correspond to the region. Higher region is just rearranged, and so on. Here the mean of the deep line, almost similar. And the other picture, like this one, deep line is higher score around here, so this region, and if it's rearranged, so now this region came to here, so what happened? In this case, not so much, and therefore, and of course, here, yeah, there are some differences in here. And another picture, this one. This is deep line on the wall, is highest performance. So now wall is coming here. It's very well correspond to the next one. And so on. So let's see the other rest of the 20 scene, how the relationship between the original images and rearranged one. So on this axis, the deep line on the original images and y axis, the deep line for rearranged. So almost like this one. So let's check the each individual. From the this garden picture is located here, and flowers, and farmhouse, and next picture, and so on. So we compute the correlation, the Pearson's R is reaching the 0.85, so almost the similar performance appears between original and real. So next question is the, how we can we can explain this detection performance. So now, as you might remember, I'm concentrated on the rule of color. So what is the relation to the local color property? In this talk, we can quantify this property by the CI come O2, then regress target detection performance on the local color property. In the CI-COM-O2, the appearance correlator, there are six attributes, but in this talk, I'm concentrated on the lightness and chroma. And within the chroma, I'm using the redness, greenness, and yellowness, and blueness. Here are some examples of the COM-O2 profiles and garden scene. Lightness distributed like this. Again, the smoothing same as the deep line performed. So red area is of course higher performance for red, higher value on red, and so on. If it's rearranged, just rearrange like each component. So formally, the regression lines were accessed by this way. So whether detection performance could be expressed by the J is for lightness, or combination of lightness and chroma, or lightness greenness, and combine everything. The goodness of this model are evaluated by the R square. And we did is the adjust, the made some adjustment of the degree of freedom, which were described on the manuscript. So here are the more schematic example for flower scene. Deep line was like this distribution. So whether this distribution of this deep line could be expressed by the lightness or chroma red greenness or combination of lightness and chroma and so on. It's same for the rearranged one. Or the deep line could be expressed by lightness or combination to the chroma. So here's the result for the R2 square and X-axis, the color property, and the R square is on the Y-axis. Just for your reference, I put the red line for 50%. And the performance are for mean of the 20 scenes. So R square with the lightness for the original one, about 33%. 33% means the lightness could explain the detection performance, by variance of the detection performance about 33%. And here are chroma, and another chroma blue and yellow and blue. And combining all together, it's reached 55%. It's very good performance. So question here is what happened with the rearranged one? In fact, it's almost similar for the lightness, about 31%. And another chroma, almost same. And the yellowness and blueness slightly smaller, but combined together and reaching the 50%. So over 50% of the variance could be explained by the lightness and chroma. So here are summaries. So target detection performance were little affected by the disruption of the global scene organization. Chroma and lightness together account for over 50% of the variance of target selection, which means the local color property are very reliable predictor of the target selection performance in natural scene. But then you might argue the rest of the 45% or 50%, what happened there? Perhaps the amount of variance explained by eye movement or cognitive factor and including the individual differences. So, thank you very much.
Hans Kenjiro, are there any questions?
Very nice work. Have you tried dividing the scene in smaller parts?
Pardon?
Smaller parts, instead of just dividing it in four parts, having a smaller parts for the scene. You divided your scene in four parts,
yes.
Have you tried dividing it in more parts?
More parts? Yeah. No, I didn't. We didn't see.
Okay.
The reason is if we divide much finer, it becomes more abstract. We want to avoid it to become abstract, like Mondrian. So we want to kind of between the abstract and the keeping natural images and distract just partially. It's the quota is the best result.
So I'm sorry, I hope I'm not making a stupid question because I may have missed just a little bit of your presentation. But where the user is given a time limit in order to find the target?
Or the presentation is 1 second, just for 1 second part. Right? Yeah.
1 second?
1 second. Yes.
I wonder, what visual angle did the image cover and the stimulus cover?
Image was about 17 by 13 degree visual angle.
And what is the distance?
Distance is one meter.
Okay, thanks.
There is any other question?
Just connected to that question, have you tried any other sizes for the gray ball? Because even in your demonstration,
yes, please,
I think there was a lack of saliency, so it's quite difficult task for the observers.
But the many observers actually did it very well, and if we increase the size about, for example, twice, it becomes too easy, so it's difficult to run the experiment. Because they could soon spot the target, so you could not see the distribution.
Do you think your choice to use gray targets may have influenced people to look at the colored areas in the scene? Mm-hmm. Because they would see the gray targets more clearly in those parts of the scene.
There may be some influence, but we'd like to be neutral across the variation of the scene. If we consider some color, for example, putting color on the target, it may depend on this scene by scene. So we thought expense may be better to constantly using the gray sphere across the scene.
Okay, the last question. Just a couple of clarifications. You did mention that the presentation time was 1 second. Was there any pre-learning session that you gave to your observers? Because to me, for the 1 second demonstration that you gave, it was very difficult to spot the target. So was there a learning session that you trained your observers?
Yes, we did some demonstration before starting the experiment.
And do you think that could have had any influence on your results?
Perhaps not so much influence.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
So let's thank the speaker again.